Do you hear that static? I love that sound. To me, it's the sound of a time machine starting up. All right, now visualize, if you will. It's November 1928. You've just arrived at the doors of the Barofsky Theater in New York City.
I've just arrived at the doors of the Barnstormers Theater in Tamworth, and already it's 1928, and I'm somewhere else.
Isn't this wonderful? It helps if you close your eyes.
But when actor Doug Shapiro next opens his eyes, he realizes he's not going to be able to hit his next mark.
I can't get to the T. Guys, I can't get to the T if the curtain's down. Hold, please. Do you want me to find my way through the curtain to make the tea?
It's 2 days until opening night, and getting to the tea is one of 100 problems to solve during this technical run-through of The Drowsy Chaperone, the first show of the Barnstormers' 85th season. Shapiro reads from a magazine as the tea problem is sorted out.
I am man in chair. I'm sitting in a chair the whole show. I'm the one that's relating the story of the record that means the most to me.
After director Robert Shea handles the situation, 1928 resumes.
Well, we're opening with Drowsy Chaperone, which is just a play within the play, and it's about a man who is a scholar of American musical theater, and he supposedly is listening to an album of his favorite play from 1928.
Shea first came to the Barnstormers in 1980 as an actor and stagehand, but for the last 10 years, he's been its artistic director. He spends his winters reading scripts and listening to musicals and refining the list. The 6 works that will make up the Barnstormers' summer stock season.
It's hard because it's kind of like designing a box of chocolates or a bouquet of flowers. It's almost kind of like you want to kind of feel personality that's kind of peeking out behind this menu of very different plays.
After clearing his choices with the board, Shea travels to New York and Boston to the Equity Auditions to handpick 75 performers to add to the core group of actors who live locally.
You know, we basically audition nationwide, and we just get these unbelievable young professional people who come in, and people, they just blow people away. They just can't believe that a company like this is nestled away in the White Mountains of New Hampshire.
Shea runs down the summer schedule. After Drowsy Chaperone, it's Good People, a working-class comedy set in South Boston.
And then we go into Vanya, Sonia, Marcia, and Spike by Christopher Durang, who is probably the funniest American playwright in a century. Number 4, relatively speaking, by Alan Ayckbourn. This was his breakthrough play. And then we go into The Hollow, Agatha Christie, which is a perennial favorite. And then we close with Urinetown, that is just an insane musical.
Watching from the back row, Dale Bragdon provides a quick history of the company she manages.
We are known as the longest-running professional theater company in the United States. In 1931, President Cleveland's youngest son, Francis, started this theater. His father, Grover, had a summer house up here just about a mile up the road.
As a girl, Bragdon would sell cookies on the lawn outside the white-pillared Greek Revival Theater before shows, and then when she was old enough, Frances Cleveland asked her if she wanted a job inside.
He ran the theater from the day it started until the day he died, but he was always here for every show, directed every show. His wife was here every night. It was really just an absolute labor of love. I mean, they loved the theater.
As the next number starts up, Bragdon's focus shifts to the stage.
This is actually my favorite part. I really love behind the scenes, personally. It's really fun to see everybody running back and forth with their props, and there's an actress coming down the steps right now. It actually sometimes brings tears to my eyes.
Places for the top of the show. Places for the top of the show, please.
Silence and darkness until Doug Shapiro, the man in the chair, is hit by a spotlight.
You know what I do when I'm sitting in a darkened theater waiting for the show to begin? I pray. Oh, dear God, please let it be a good show. And let it be short. Oh, Lord in heaven, please. 2 hours is fine. 3 hours is too much. And keep the actors out of the audience, God. I didn't pay good money to have the fourth wall come crashing down around my ears. I just want a story and a couple of songs that will take me away. I just want to be entertained. I mean, isn't that the point?
Summer Stock Theater, in a nutshell. For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.